Hello, 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 everybody. It's Reed with CrossFit Formidable on another episode of Formidable is Family. I hope you guys are doing good today. Today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about shortcuts and when to use them and how most of the time they're actually not shortcuts. Kind of what brought up this whole thought for me was this was a couple months back now, but my sister-in-law, we were having dinner with her, and she was talking to us a little bit about some home renovations that she was getting done, and she had a garage that needed to get drywalled. So she had a professional company come out, bid the drywall, and then she had a friend who said, "Hey, I've got a construction business kind of like on the side. We could come do the drywall for you. It'd be a whole lot cheaper," right? And I think a lot of us in that situation, we go, "Oh yeah, sure, it's a friend. I could save some money. Let's take a shortcut," right? So she said yes to her friend. The people came out. They started doing the drywall. I think she kind of had some bad feelings about it from the get-go, just based on the quality of laborer and worker and kind of how they acted when they came out. Anyhow, fast forward, they did just a terrible job. They unplugged her freezer. A bunch of meat melted, and she lost all the meat. They textured over everything. It was bad enough that the friend who ran the company came out and basically had to redo everything on his own and ended up not charging her for it. So I guess you could say it's good she got it done without having to pay for it. But I imagine the stress, the headaches, the time lost, right? The rancid meat, the spoiled stuff, it probably wasn't worth it. And even she, right, at the end of the story was kind of like, yeah, I should have figured, right? Like, that's why you spend the money for professionals. And it was just, you know, it was a normal story to hear, but it was interesting when you extrapolate on that thought, right? We so often, especially in our culture, I think we're always, in some ways, like a lot of us are looking for shortcuts, right? Because when we're working, when we're parenting, when we're doing all this stuff, efficiency tends to be the name of the game. How fast, especially at work, which in our adult lives, most of us are working 40 plus hours a week. We're sleeping the rest of the time, right? So most of our life is spent working, and it's the more that we can get done, the better, right? The more likely I'm to get a raise, maybe the less likely my boss yells at me, or the more money I make, whatever it is, right? We're in this fast pace, get stuff done. So I think that system continually pushes us to look for the shortcuts. How can I be more efficient? How can I get this done in a faster amount of time? So shortcuts aren't always bad, but the problem is I think that spills over to so many different parts of life in particular, right? We're a gym, so we're in the health and fitness industry. Is health and fitness. And if you can get on Google and you look up the stats, the average American spends 60 times the amount of money on quick fixes as they do on actual exercise and movement. Okay, so that means for every $1 that gets spent on a personal trainer, on a gym membership, on doing something, right, that is moving your body, actual movement or exercise. For every $1 spent on that, there's $60 spent on pills, on supplements, on weight loss shakes, on surgeries, gastric bypasses, on weight loss drugs, on appetite suppressants, on, right, the list goes on and on and on. And there's not, I'm not saying there's not a place for some of that, right? There's definitely some outlier cases, but by and large, all of those are, they're shortcuts. They promise to give you something that they never deliver on, right? And even if there's a short-term gain, it's not long-term. $60 to every $1, right? That's how wired we are to look for that shortcut. But the problem is, and I think what most people don't understand or have yet to learn on their own or been told is the shortcut, right? They're thinking, oh, if I can get from point A to point B in the shortest amount of time, then it's going to be great, right? If I can lose 20 pounds really fast and with minimal effort, right, shortcut, that's way better than having to take 2 years and a whole bunch of effort and work getting up early in the morning or staying up late or doing hard things, right? That's better. But the problem is that's not what gets you healthy. What gets you healthy is the journey, right? If I need to get 10,000 steps every day to start getting in shape, there is no shortcut to getting 10,000 steps because I'm not going from point A to point B. I need 10,000 steps. The only way I can get 10,000 steps is one step at a time, right? You could take your Fitbit or your watch and you could shake it up and down just sitting in your chair while you watch TV and it'll tell you you got 10,000 steps, but you didn't get 10,000 steps. And I just I think it's important for all of us to get that reminder, right? That it's more about the journey than it is the best than it is about the destination. As cliche as that sounds, right? And so health and fitness, it's about the 10,000 steps. There's only one way to get it, and that's to put one foot in front of the other, right? There's only one way to start losing weight and getting healthy, and that's moving more and looking at what you eat. It's not rocket science. It's really simple. That doesn't mean it's not really hard, because it oftentimes is. So I want to remind all of you out there, you know, workouts get hard. I was talking with one of our athletes this morning, and he just said, man, this workout beat the crap out of me. I felt the same way today. I wanted to quit on the workout that we were doing. It was running, burpee box jump overs, and some clean and jerks, right? But there's no shortcut. It's okay to slow down. It's okay to not do great. But the only way to be healthy for me, right, and for you guys and to reach those goals in our health and fitness is to do the work. It's to put in the steps. There are no shortcuts. And it doesn't necessarily just get easier because you've been doing it for 10 years, right? And that's not to put people off that might be on their couch or might not have taken that first step yet. But it's also to help the people that are in the gym right now and like still struggling and challenging. I think that's super normal. A lot of people think because we're coaches or we're gym owners or we look fit or this, that, or the other thing that we don't struggle with the same things that everybody else does. So this is a long-winded way of telling you guys, when it comes to your health and fitness, shortcuts do not exist, okay? If anything, they make the journey more difficult and they make it longer. So beware. Beware of people that tell you there's shortcuts. Beware of people that are trying to sell you on shortcuts. At the end of the day, one step in front of the other, that's the only way to do it, right? That's the way we get to 10,000 steps a day or whatever the goal is. And I'll bring up another great quote. If it feels too hard to start, all that means is the first step is too big. So think about how you could make that step a little bit smaller in your journey to getting a little bit healthier and a little bit happier. I like to think a lot happier once we start moving our bodies. If you are at CFF and you need some help figuring out what that next step is or that next goal is, come on in. You get a free goal review with your membership anytime you want it. And if you are listening to this sitting at home on your couch, maybe you're out on a walk and you feel like you're ready or you want to be ready, but it's a little too scary, that first step's too big, come talk to us. It costs nothing and we're not here to sell you on our gym. We're just here to help you figure out what step to take that's small enough that it doesn't feel too scary. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day. And just remember, when it comes to shortcuts on your health and fitness, there's no such thing. Just take one step at a time.